There is something that I have preached about in the past in passing, which today I want to make the theme of my homily. And here's a thought. Don't live a good, virtuous, and holy life because you want to go to heaven. No. Live good, virtuous, and holy lives because you already belong to heaven. Don't live good, holy, and virtuous lives because you want to be saved. Do it because you're already saved. This theme is inspired by today's gospel reading, where Jesus ends today's scripture by saying, "When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do." So in my 3 points, let's reflect on what Jesus is saying to us today, okay? And this theme that I propose. So here is my first point. Jesus says, when it's all said and done, be in a state where you can say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done, dear Lord, what we have been obliged to do." And the question is, what are we obliged to do? I think we're obliged to live good lives. We're obliged to live virtuous lives. We're obliged to live holy lives. And it should stem from our desire to imitate Christ. In fact, isn't that what Christian life is all about? That our life is patterned on the life of Christ. We're obliged, folks, to think, to talk, and to act like Jesus. And why is this our obligation? Why? Why should we do this? This is our obligation because we belong to Christ. You and I have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We have been marked and sealed with the sign of the cross. And it means that we belong to Christ. It means that we are possessed by God. It means that we belong to God. We are God's people. Folks, our salvation has already been accomplished because Jesus died for us. Heaven is already ours. Our name is already written in the book. So we live good, virtuous, and holy lives not because we want to be saved. We do it because we are already saved. If we live this way, then we can, on the last day, stand before God face to face and say, "We are unprofitable servants, Lord. We have done what we were obliged to do." Now, this way of living, where we try to live good lives because we are saved, it's called the way of faith, and it's in contrast to the way of fear. And of course, I'm bringing faith in because the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, increase our faith." But let me explain that a little bit more. Now, I have to admit, and I'm making this confession, that it's very hard to overcome the thinking that our good deeds will save us. Very hard to overcome it. See, whenever I do something good, whenever I do something virtuous, there is a sense of contentment in me. Ah, good. I did something good. And I want God to remember that. Right? And the reason why I want God to remember it is because when I stand face to face with God, I want my good deeds to outweigh my sins. And I call it, that's the way of fear. Because I'm not really sure what my destiny is. It's called the way of fear. It means that we're afraid of what awaits us in eternity. That is another way to be led by faith. This means that we already know that heaven awaits us. We can never earn our redemption by our good deeds. We cannot earn our redemption simply by our good deeds. Rather, our redemption is an act of the unconditional love of God. Christ didn't wait for us to do good deeds and then die for us. Christ died for us while we were still sinners. So all that Christ is asking us to do, and hear me carefully, there is a difference between fear and faith. All that Christ is asking us to do is to live out our redemption rather than live for our redemption. See the difference? We are being asked to live out the fact that we are saved, not live to be saved. All that Christ is asking us to do is that we are led by faith in our destiny rather than fear of our destiny. And this means that we feed the hungry, we give drink to the thirsty, we clothe the naked, we visit those in prison, we welcome the stranger, not because we want to be saved, but rather because we are consumed by heaven's love. This means that we pray and celebrate Mass each Sunday and live in faith, hope, and charity, not because we yearn for God's love, but because we are consumed by the unfathomable love of God. Thirdly, I want to come to that request that the disciples made of Jesus, who said, "Lord, increase our faith." The original text in Luke should actually read, "Lord, add faith to us." That's the original translation. "Lord, add faith to us." Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, the disciples make this request of Jesus because they had tried to exorcise somebody who was possessed and they failed. It's like trying to perform a magic and it goes bust, right? So they didn't know what to do and they tell Jesus, "Lord, please increase our faith." Now Luke, today's gospel, gives no reason why the disciples ask the question. They simply ask, "Lord, increase our faith, add to our faith." Now I'm sure that each one of us this morning probably are praying, "Lord, please increase our faith, please add to our faith." And how can Christ add to our faith? My answer for myself is very simple. Begin small. The best way to change our way of thinking from fear to faith is to begin small. One act at a time. One virtue at a time. Live out your redemption rather than live for your redemption. One act at a time. One virtue at a time. One day at a time. Let us do out of love rather than out of fear. Let us live good, virtuous, holy lives because we love God. Nothing more, nothing less. Let us live good, virtuous, and holy lives simply because we love God in an indescribable way. And then, on the last day, we can stand before God and we can say, "We are unprofitable servants, Lord. We have done what we were obliged to do." So this morning, we are here at Mass. Sure, we got up early in the morning. We took the trouble to be here, and we ask ourselves this question. Did we come for this Mass because we are saved, or we are trying to save, be saved? Why did we come for Mass? I hope we've come here not out of fear, but out of love. Because after all, Christ gives Himself to us in this Eucharist. Christ has already given us heaven. This is a part of heaven. We are already redeemed. We are already saved. May we be touched by the love of Christ today. And may we live out our redemption. People of God said.